This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Coming up on our program, The Real Romney, a new biography of the former governor who would be president from two Boston Globe reporters.
But first, as he campaigns ahead of Saturday's primary in South Carolina, Romney is releasing two new ads today attacking former House Speaker Newt Gingrich.
The new ads are the latest sign that the Romney campaign is looking over its shoulder, at least a bit, at Gingrich. Romney is back in the Palmetto State after a day in New York raising campaign funds, and WBUR's Monica Brady Meyerhoff has spent the day following his campaign. She joins us now from Greenville, South Carolina. Hi, Monica.
Hi, Anthony.
So it looks as though the Romney campaign is at least paying attention to what looks like a Gingrich surge. Is that the sense you're getting?
That is the sense I'm getting. Even though Romney is leading in the polls, the latest polls were last week, and I'm hearing a lot of support for Gingrich. I've talked to a lot of voters who saw the latest debate here, and they felt like Gingrich made the best case for their vote. And I think you can see Romney feeling a little nervous about it by the fact that today he singled out Gingrich in a rally when he rarely talks about any of the other Republican candidates in the race, focusing entirely on Obama. But today he came very close to mentioning Newt Gingrich by name. He's the former Speaker of the House. Here's what Mitt Romney said.
You know, the Speaker the other day at the debate was talking about how he'd created millions of jobs when he was working with the Reagan administration. Well, he'd been in Congress 2 years when Ronald Reagan came to office. That'd be like saying 435 congressmen were all responsible for those jobs. Government doesn't create jobs. It's the private sector that creates jobs. Congressman taking responsibility or taking credit for helping create jobs is like Al Gore taking credit for the internet.
That's Mitt Romney earlier in South Carolina. Monica, you've been traveling around with his campaign. How's he being received by South Carolina voters?
Well, the crowds I've seen at his rallies have been quite small. One yesterday was 75 to 100 people. I'd say there were probably less than 200 people at the one today, smaller than many of the ones he held in New Hampshire before that primary, for some comparison here. And they're a very staged event. He pulls up in his big bus. He comes off. He's introduced by his wife, Ann Romney. He gives his stump speech. He doesn't take questions 90% of the time, and he leaves. Earlier on in this campaign cycle, he had a lot more Ask Mitt Anything type of events. But these are just very perfunctory, and I think it's leaving some voters feeling cold.
Interesting. Well, South Carolina, of course, much more socially conservative than New Hampshire. Is Romney having trouble with this label, Massachusetts moderate, that's being thrown at him?
I think so, because when I came out after his event this morning, every car in the parking lot, including mine, had a flyer in it that said conservatives will not support Romney in the general election. And they said he's not a trusted conservative. And then it lists six topics that he switched his view on, including right to life, gun control, immigration. It doesn't say who put this flyer on my car and others, but it does say to me that there is a very significant portion of socially conservative voters here who don't like that he's more moderate. I did also just speak with the president of the South Carolina Baptist Convention, and he said that, you know, what Romney did in Massachusetts, supporting Roe v. Wade, and was not, and now saying that he's pro-life, they don't like that he's changed his position, and they feel that he's playing to a more conservative base to win votes, and that doesn't go over well. Now, that doesn't mean that every evangelical Christian will be voting on social issues, because I spoke to many of them who said they'll support Romney because of jobs, and they think he'll bring jobs to the economy.
Now, over the past week, Romney's also had to contend with accusations about his record at Bain Capital. Then yesterday, he revealed that he was paying only about 15% in income taxes. How is he dealing with these issues at his campaign rallies? Are they coming up?
They're not coming up. He doesn't bring them up in his standard stump speech, and he's not taking questions, so people aren't asking him about it. So he's basically sticking to his pitch on that he's the person who can improve the economy because he's worked in the private sector and knows that government needs to stay out of the way and let the private sector create jobs. Here's his typical pitch about being the turnaround guy.
These have been tough times, and so the American people want to see something that's really different. They want a turnaround. I spent my life, by the way, learning how to turn things around and make them better.
That's Mitt Romney in South Carolina. Thank you. WBUR's Monica Brady-Myroff reporting from Greenville, South Carolina, with the Romney campaign. Thanks, Monica.
Welcome.